For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Lansing Housing Commission has been under new leadership since late February. Martell Armstrong was hired as executive director, leaving a similar post in Inkster, Michigan. He also has management experience from previous jobs with housing authorities in Texas and Ohio. An initial concern Armstrong faces in Lansing is the level of federal funding the city can expect for housing programs. The Trump administration is proposing cuts to the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
We really are in a unique position where funding is being challenged. And you really have to kind of look at this in the terms of how do we accomplish our mission with being maybe less dependent on federal funding. And so long term, I'd like to put Lansing in a position where we are just that, you know, really less dependent on federal funding to accomplish what we want, which is housing people.
You've brought up federal funding, and it leads me to ask you a couple of questions about federal funding and as it relates to the Housing and Urban Development Department. Housing Commission Board Chairman Tony Baltimore recently met with the new Secretary of HUD, Dr. Ben Carson. What do you make of Dr. Carson and how HUD under his leadership might help or hinder the work of the Lansing Housing Commission?
I also met with Dr. Carson, on a listening tour at the Detroit Housing Commission. I found Dr. Carson to be very thoughtful and forthcoming with his answers. I think that the jury is largely still out. We haven't had a chance to really see what Dr. Carson's agenda would be. Dr. Carson has made it apparent that there will be funding cuts in large measure, I should say. And that is, that presents a impediment going forward.
What is the level of federal funding here at the Lansing Housing Commission?
We get a little over $1 million for capital funds, which we do capital projects for, and about $800,000 for operations, and about over $5 million for HCV funding.
HCV funding being?
Housing Choice Voucher.
Now, President Trump's budget proposal would cut HUD's budget from about $47 billion to about $41 billion. That's a reduction of just over 13%. Are you worried about federal funding?
I think that it does present a challenge going forward. There's no doubt about that. We have experienced, as all housing commissions and authorities around the nation has experienced, funding cuts. Most recently in 2013, in every subsequent year going forward through the sequestration. However, I think these cuts will somewhat mirror that and probably be even deeper. So I think that it does present challenges going forward. It also gives us an opportunity to kind of reach out to our community partners and, you know, have a collective mindset going forward.
Is the prospect of possible federal funding cuts forcing you to plan accordingly?
Absolutely.
And in what fashion?
Well, from everything to budgets to scope of operations and everything in between.
Martell Armstrong is the new executive director of the Lansing Housing Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.